This is a HeadGum Original.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Welcome to the hot. Fuck. Welcome Keep to the. I can't. I have, because then I'm going to look dumb.
Keep it.
I know. It's just like, what are. Can somebody else start the show? Riley?
Welcome to the HeadGum Podcast with your host, Jeffrey James. I'm here with three amazing guests who I don't think have ever done the show together. We got Ferris Manchi in the house.
Hey, yo.
Woo! Riley Anspaugh herself.
Oh my god, the crowd loves it.
And the man with the fucking TikTok plan, the fucking influencer extraordinaire, Shmuel Bloom.
Oh my god, they love you.
Yes. And Jeff.
What?
You're here too.
But like everybody else got a really awesome intro. And so I was wondering
awesome
if I would
people.
Get one.
I sort of ran out of steam.
Also, the crowd went dead silent when
you're the crowd,
you
though.
Got
you're
intro.
The crowd. You were the one making the crowd sounds.
What? That's
you were
not
in control
me.
Of whether or not they cheered for me. And instead, they didn't even
other
cheer
way around.
For me.
Other
What's
way
that?
Around.
How
I
so?
Wish.
The crowd controlled her.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Because there's no crowd. It's the four of us. We're in a Zoom call. It just makes me feel lesser than. And I know that wasn't your intention. And I know that wasn't your intention. But I just like, it actually makes me feel like shit. And I would appreciate it if you like just confirmed that it wasn't your intention to make me feel that way. Because it actually is like everybody's kind of staring at me like, hey, man.
Let's
you
get
really
started.
Made you want to feel like.
Let's get started.
Let's start. I know.
Yeah.
We are. This is it. This is the starting point. Riley, we finally got you back on. I was getting bullied online for not having you on, even though I asked you every week for a semester. And then I stopped asking because you said no every time. And then you were like, hey, I think I might come on the HeadGum Podcast this week. So you threw me a bone here and I do appreciate it. Manchi is the second hardest guest to get. So this is a big episode.
Am I?
What's that?
That's the new tagline of the show. HeadGum Podcast. What's that?
The show has changed in certain ways since the
what
last time
the
you were on,
now?
Riley. You haven't heard it at all?
Sorry, I've been really busy dealing with the crowds. They follow me everywhere. That one, yeah.
The one you do. So it's you walking around Hollywood just going.
Amir has one too.
I loved it. Yeah, it's fun.
A hot exhale.
It feels like a celebration of me. So that's kind of what I've been doing lately.
The show started as a happy hour of sorts, kind of like us all hanging out, and now it's everybody against me and vice versa.
Cleveland versus
God.
The world, I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like I've said it on every episode, but I shoot a couple conversation enders off and you have to sort of navigate the rocky terrain that I lay bare.
Oh my God. So this podcast is literally just like what it feels like to text you.
That's worse because I expected it's a real time reactions. You don't have time to think or even time to kind of put your phone down and like rub your eyes like,
yeah,
God damn it.
Or even ignore. Frankly, it's a lot. tougher to ignore, too.
Actually, every time Pyle's on the show, he just kind of glares at me. So I think ignore is an option.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not ideal.
Yeah, but now it's an option.
But we can.
Yeah, now it's an option.
Question.
Yes, Amir? What?
Can I listen? I was about to listen to another podcast. Would that ruin the show, or do you think
yes,
I can go ahead
and
do
that? Yes, it 100% would ruin the show. You shouldn't be on here if you're going to do that. We can get Claire or something to come on.
I can have it come into one ear, so it's like in one ear and then out the other.
But then you won't.
That's
like,
really
the issue
good.
Is that you won't be paying That's attention. Really it's not really good. It's that you won't be paying attention.
Let me try it, and then if it's noticeable, you can tell
me. What are you
going to
listen
to?
It'll be noticeable.
Yeah, if it's good, we can all.
It's already derailing the show.
Then we can all listen to it. Yeah.
If
what,
it's good,
what are you
going
to listen to? Amir. Hey, Amir.
Yeah,
he
can't
oh,
yeah.
really, he's really enjoying it. Amir.
No, I am.
What are you
I
listening
am.
To so we can all listen to it together?
I get that.
Okay.
Is this what you do when you listen to podcasts? You respond
right.
as if you're part of the conversation.
Right, right, right.
Like audibly relate.
Right.
Audible relate.
That's a good question. That's a good question.
They're not positing it to you. They're positing it to the guests.
I get that. All right. I'm going to stop. It's hard
yeah,
to.
It's hard
it's
to.
It's kind of hard to do it. So I'm going to head out. But this has been awesome. Thank you so much.
Are you
I
talking
do
to
appreciate
us?
Me.
Are you talking to the
I was saying
podcast?
It's hard to do both.
Yeah, it's
hard to
do
both.
Both.
So I'm going
to
head out.
Were you saying goodbye to them?
No. Yeah, to Jeff. But
okay.
You
sick.
Can't leave
Thank you so
now.
Much.
It's been what? 5 minutes?
40 minutes? Five?
7 minutes, but it felt like 40. Here we go. One time, no thought. Riley Anspa, when was the last time you got to tell someone, I told you so?
Is this the show? This is what every week just been like, please,
a lot of
oh,
time
please,
to
come
pre-write
on.
For this one. And so I was just on with Ferris and I said, hey, if you have any segment ideas, let her rip because I didn't have a ton of time. This is, it's a busy week for me because I'm moving in cross country.
Yeah.
Und,
oh, actually, I might know the answer to this for Riley.
Okay.
Riley was like, should I do this show? It might be like a shit show. I don't think Jeff is prepared. I'm like, no, trust me. He usually comes and he brings the heat.
Uh-huh.
And then Riley's like, all right, we'll see. But my expectations aren't high. And I said, watch this. And then we started the show. So
right.
I guess.
Yeah. So, hey, I told you so.
Play.
So right now, the last time I was able to, I'll answer for, hey, I'll throw you a bone. I'll answer for real. I'll throw you a bone. I'll throw you a bone.
Well, I wish you wouldn't see it as throwing me a bone by just participating in the show.
No, I'll throw
that
you a bone.
Be the bare
I'll chime in. I'll chime in. No, it's like, it's you deserve it. I'll chime in. The last time I got to say I told you so, I do think was when I guested on our friend's show called So Yesterday. It's a nostalgia podcast. Very funny, where we watch projects from our childhood, young adulthood, and talk about it. And so the project I brought was The Lion King 1.5.
Sure, sure.
And I'm like, I hope it's better than what Jeff brought, because Jeff was on it too, and he brought the worst movie they've ever seen.
Not really,
but they
though,
were
right?
Like, they were like, well, thank God yours is going to be so much better than Jeff's. And then it ended. I'm like, it might not be. And they're like, of course it will be. I'm like, I told you so. It was trash.
You saw, you, and this was so, Lion King 1.5. It was trash?
This is absolutely Lion King 1.5.
Isn't the conceit of that movie that it's Timon and Pumbaa doing like director's commentary on...
Kind of. It's a little bit that, and it's basically like, here's our story. And at first it's like, it's kind of appealing because it's like, oh, Timon and Pumbaa, the most fun part of The Lion King. But then
sure.
it's like, you ever have too much cotton candy at the fair? You want to eat the whole bag and then
nice.
You throw up? That's what Lion King 1.5 is like. It's
yeah.
like, why aren't I just watching The Lion King?
It's like in 1776, if Richard Henry Lee was in every scene, it wouldn't be funny.
Yes.
You know, it's that you get him in that one and then you get him at the end when it's all said and done.
And I'm really glad that we're throwing around very universal pieces of culture like 1776 and Lion King 1.5. It's something that like everyone can relate to
For
and be like,
sure.
oh, totally. I know what that is. I
yeah.
know what that's
I
like.
Mean,
Ferris, you get
it.
You get it.
I totally get that.
Ferris, when was the last
What's
time you
that?
Got to say it?
What's that?
Ferris, when was the last time you got to say it? Like you were in a position where you could say, I told you so.
Hmm.
Fast. Say it fast.
Added it's pressure for no
recent,
reason.
No, I'm just recently I've been all about speed. So how can we get through this thing and with
like,
the most
talk
amount?
Quickly or like, start your answer?
Or the drug.
No, just no. like I've been all about like fast.
All right. Yeah. My sister's ex-roommate. She was on this keto diet.
Oh, no.
I tried that for a little bit. By the way, not good, man. It's just, it's like a lot of avocado and bacon, which you think is good. But again, it's like the Timon and Pumbaa issue. It's too much of a good thing.
Yeah.
Don't do it unless you're like, you can lose 100 pounds really fast on it, but don't do it unless you need to do that. Anyways, she's on keto, right? And, but she keeps failing at it. Like she keeps eating burritos and she was like doing really good. I was visiting one night and my sister and I were going to order burritos or like Mexican food. And that's Mexican food is pretty anti-keto, I would say. It's hard to do anything keto on
it. Does corn tortilla count as keto or that's still no corn either?
Sorry, let him finish.
Perfectly valid follow up. I'm part of the conversation. Let him finish.
No, I just
what
don't.
You did was 1,000 times worse than what I asked. I was like, yeah, I was adding to the discourse and you shot me down. If everything went your way, the show would be bad. What we're doing is rescuing you.
So Ferris, does corn tortillas.
I just want to make sure Ferris has the floor and has
hey,
a
Jeff.
Shot.
Hey, Jeff, let him finish, fucker.
I'm trying to let him finish.
Yeah.
That would be anti-keto. That's carbs.
That's tough.
Yeah, it's super tough. And so, yeah, it's like a lot of meat and mayo and fats. And, yeah, it's, yeah.
And it sounds good for a meal. Paste. And then it gets like, sorry, one second. It sounds good for a meal. And then you start to get nauseous thinking about it. Or it's like, oh, my God, so much oil. Like
oil, yeah.
It's kind of like how you feel before you eat fast food.
I am.
What's that, Jeff?
I am. And I'll edit this part out. I was saying
that like before you eat fast food, you really fucking crave it. And then at the end, you feel kind of gross.
Yep. Always regret it.
Yeah. I feel like the keto diet is that. Like, I don't know anyone that feels great after having like a 5x5 from In-N-Out or something, even if it's protein style with no bun.
Yeah. The issue sometimes is
Jeffrey
that
Aaron
keto-
James. I swear to
shut
fucking
the fuck
God.
Up. Shut
Jeff,
the fuck
shut the
up.
Fuck
I am.
Up. Jeff, okay, Amir, last time you got to say I told you so?
Oh, that's a good question. I love that question.
Before we move on from dieting, just thyroid issues, it could actually lead to thyroid issues.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah. God, I this is sports related, but you know, I'm a Laker fan and Clippers were up big and it's just like, I'm telling Clipper Nation, don't get too excited, don't get too excited. They're going to blow it. That's what the Clippers do. And he's like, no, this is a new Clipper team. We got Kawhi Leonard. We have proven winners. And what's so funny, Jeff? What was so funny?
You were like saying things joyfully, but they were rude sentences. So like there was a disconnect there. And that's what the comedy was coming from. And so I was just kind of
chuckling.
Oh,
wow. What a great show. People love when you explain a joke. That's
I didn't want
of all.
To.
People love
I didn't
when
want
you explain
to. Amir
a joke.
Said what was funny. I had to explain it. He put me on the spot. Ferris is staring me at the eyes. He's pissed. I'm sad. I'm scared. I'm on edge of my seat because I don't know what's going to happen next. And I'm also kind of walking on eggshells.
Sacks.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually. And I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/whatsthat Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Wait, Jeff, when was the last time you got to say I told you so?
I thought it was going to be now because I do live with Peter George Saba, also known as Man George, and he said, hey, Don't get grilled on the podcast record. And I said, I won't. These are my friends, and I don't think that they're going to treat me that way. So I thought that I was going to go upstairs after this and kind of go like, I told you so, which I probably still will
just to
save the face. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, but then next Friday when this comes out, he'll kind of see that I was kind of bluffing.
Yeah. He said we were your friends.
That's insane. That's insane.
Why is that funny? If we're all asking what's
no, that's really good. No, he doesn't have to explain it. We all know.
Imagine you being friends with us. You're not one of us.
I mean, let alone Amir, who's literally a TikTok influencer on the nightly news.
I'm dying. I'm dying thinking about it. Ugh. It's funny.
I mean, I'm all for a laugh.
It's just, me too.
I fear that every time it'll be at my expense.
Yeah.
And I'm laughing through the pain. Mm-hmm. Next question.
I get that.
Is
this a segment called Next Question, or is this like different segments? So like just
this
so I can...
segment is called Next Question.
Okay. So all these questions are part of one segment.
Sure.
Ferris, let's start recording the episode now. I'm feeling a little bit bad, but... I was kind of rude to Riley earlier. I stepped on
her. No.
Rude
to Riley? Oh, my God. No, you were totally fine. You were totally fine.
You guys gave up on
me. I'm pretty sensitive. I'm sensitive to
that kind of stuff.
You're sensitive?
You're sensitive?
I know you are.
And I'm worried that Ferris hasn't been able to get a word in edgewise. And I just,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't feel.
Ferris is doing other work.
Okay.
Is he?
No, I just deleted my entire file. I restarted.
Are you kidding me? Right, so he really didn't have the
let's
floor.
Start now.
So he really didn't have
I'll
the
be
floor.
Nice to you guys. I'll be nice to you
Thanks,
guys.
Thanks, Amir. It's all good. Don't worry about it. We all
I might have to counteract it by being a little more rude to Jeff, but we'll see.
That's
how
fine.
That
That's
dynamic.
What you've been doing.
That's
so
actually
nothing will
great.
Change. To start the recording now and then do the same thing is a waste of time.
Hey, Jeff, sorry. I think it's like being a host. You have to actually like kind of be in the segment. So like, what's the segment? I feel like you're really all over the place.
I'm not. I'm trying to like go straight down the middle and you guys keep like hitting home runs, but they're all foul balls, right? So I'm straight over down the plate. And like the analogy doesn't make a lot of sense.
What the fuck are you talking about? What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm nervous as shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had forgotten about baseball. Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
It's happening right now?
I had let go of baseball for...
What's the coldest you've ever been? What's the coldest you've ever been is the next question. What's the coldest
Sorry,
you've ever
we were
been?
Talking about, it was really funny how Ferris was like, I forgot baseball.
1, 2, 3, you're out. Baseball's fine. You hit a ball with a piece of wood. What is the most freezing temperature you've
My
ever been
God.
At?
My God.
I actually do remember this. And as a California boy, Ferris, you're the same. Riley, we all grew up in the desert. So I feel like we have that connection.
Sure.
Have you guys ever been to the Midwest in the winter?
Of course.
No.
hit different.
It hit different for sure.
I was born in Israel, which is the desert, moved to LA, desert, and then spent some years in New York. And New York is cold, but like I remember we did a live show in February in Minnesota, and it was like 2 degrees Fahrenheit, wind chill of like negative 10, and you would call an Uber. I couldn't even stand outside to wait for it. Like it's beyond cold. It's like numb and painful. Mm-hmm. And I remember the day after the show was a University of Minneapolis football game, and it's an outdoor stadium. They were going to be outside for like 4 hours tailgating for this 4 hour football game. I couldn't stand outside, bundled up in everything I could for 30 seconds to wait for an Uber. And the entire city was like, this isn't that bad. We're going to stand outside for 8 hours. And that I couldn't even comprehend that.
Well, it's so funny that you bring that up because, like, you know, the Browns Stadium, First Energy Stadium or whatever, is right on Lake Erie. And every winter people are out there. You guys, you're getting angrier the longer I talk. I just was trying to add to the...
Ferris, what's the coldest you've ever been, brother?
He's your brother or all brothers?
I'm a brother. We're all brothers. We're all brothers together, even me.
All four of us?
Maybe not Jeff. No, I think three.
We love each other.
The coldest you've ever been, Ferris?
Man, I don't think it's ever gotten that insane. Like what Amir just described, that's beyond what I've felt. But by proxy... I can tell you about how cold my dad has been.
What has he said or done or not?
Our dad. We're brothers.
Our dad. You won't believe this about our good old daddy.
Our old man.
Our old man. He went to school in Nebraska, and it gets insanely cold there, apparently. They would have to do something like, so in the mornings, their windshields would be so covered in frost and ice that they would have to, it's some combination of alcohol and salt that they would have to dump on the windshield, let it sit, and then like after 20, 30 minutes, I don't know, start hitting the windshield wiper and like barely shoving off these massive chunks of ice just to be able to get in your car and drive. So that's the coldest our dad has ever been.
I gotta wonder if it's worth it to live in Nebraska or Wisconsin to deal with these like terrible frostbitten conditions. It seems like the coldest states should be the ones that are most worthwhile to live in. But if you're living in a small town in like Michigan, why not just move to a small town in New Mexico or something?
It's got to be super affordable, right? To live in a place with garbage weather.
Yeah.
You know, like Omaha, well, Nebraska.
Like if you're like 40 minutes outside of Santa Fe, there's yeah.
Everybody else kind of takes the floor, and then Jeff, it's like a natural flow of conversation. I don't know when it becomes my
Jeff,
turn.
Jeff, it's not your turn because I haven't gone yet, so it's my turn now.
My brother's went, come up with
and now
order.
it's my turn.
Feels like I'm always last, and then everybody wants to move on to the next question before I answer.
Jeff,
let's get to Riley's and then move
on. Brother Riley.
Right.
Brother Riley.
Brother Riley. Oh, Brother Riley.
Brothers, listen. Brothers, gather round. And let me tell you the tale of the coldest that Brother Riley has ever been. So being a California girl.
Your girls.
It's kind of like that. Yeah. So that's...
If I had done that, you would have yelled at me for 5 minutes.
Jeff, I'm actually talking. Being a California girl... going to school.
Dukes,
yeah, absolutely. Jeff, stop. Literally stop.
Jeff,
seriously, stop.
I said two words.
Jeffrey.
Are you complaining? What is this?
So going to school in Boston, let's just say it was a rude awakening. For sure.
That Massachusetts cold hit different.
Different. That's exactly right. And my senior year, my freshman year, it was the worst winter that Boston has had since like the 80s. And so I was like, of course. Like I wasn't cold. It was just a shit ton of snow. Like I would literally see my teachers like snowshoeing and cross country skiing to class, which was insane. But the coldest I've been there, my senior year, I was in a student short film.
What was it about?
I'm actually not done talking, is the thing. So
God.
It was like the time we shot it was like winter turning into spring, but it was still fucking cold. And so we were doing a night
What
shoot.
Was it about?
Oh, it was basically like it's the most like kind of art house thing I've done. It was it's a lot to explain. Yeah, classic. Yeah, yeah. But
classic.
Jeff, stop.
I'm doing the same shit Amir's
doing. So we were
doing.
Outside and it was like the story took place in like spring, summer, but it was still end of winter when we shot it. And so we were doing a night shoot and I was standing out in the cold, like in just like a t-shirt and a light sweater. And everyone else was in like fucking big ass coats. It was so cold. And it was a scene where like, it was like, I was like getting in a fight with my mom on the phone and they're like, okay, obviously, you know, it's like, you're going to do your own thing and we're not going to put any pressure on you to cry. Like you don't have to, obviously, but if you do, it'd be great for the shot, but you don't have to. I'm like, for sure. And it was so hard to focus on not being
shivering.
Freezing.
Yeah.
And so I remember like tearing up and I could hear they're like, this is great. But it's just from me thinking of like how in pain the rest of my body was from being unbelievably
like
cold.
If you're in a t-shirt and it's 40 degrees out, that's the coldest you've ever been, more than like if you're bundled up and it's negative 12 or something.
Yes. Yes. Because it was like we were in like some alley. So it's like we had the wind chill too. It was real bad and I was very distracted. But then, so then I went home and ate some crispy M&Ms and watched TV, if you can believe it.
I feel like a bath really helps. It like warms you all the way to the bone. Sorry, Jeff, are you going to say anything?
When I do, you yell at me. When I don't, you yell at me. This is unbelievable. Ferris also didn't speak for the same amount of time that I didn't.
I was patiently like observing the story.
Thank you, brother Ferris.
That's what I was doing too. Do I get a thank you?
And thank you, Cockroach Jeffrey.
Cockroach Jeffrey. So I'm a roach. I'm a roach and you guys are all in a family, a cult really, which is forming it in front of my very eyes. I was cold once in Michigan fly fishing and I got frostbite and it doesn't matter.
I was cold once.
Frostbite?
I had frozen phalanges.
What happened?
Oh, I do remember you telling frostbite? Me about this on Review that you did get frostbite.
Is frostbite an official thing or like is it just when your fingers turn numb? Or it's like, no, we can medically diagnose this as frostbite.
I think you can medically diagnose it. Like it hits.
Yeah, don't
point.
You go like purple? Did your phalanges go purple?
I don't think they changed color, but we got in the car and then my dad was like, oh, like blast hot air on your hands. And that's the worst thing you can do because you might have to get whatever like extremity amputated because it can kill nerve endings. But luckily that didn't happen. And my hands are fine. I hold them up. They're all gangrene.
Oh, yeah. Is gangrene related to frostbite?
I don't know. All right, here we go. Last question until we move on.
And what is gout for that matter?
Yeah. Is that like arthritis?
I'm looking it up.
Yeah, thank you.
Real
yeah,
time.
Yeah. Thanks.
That's cool.
Jeff,
really
don't cut any of this out.
Don't cut any of this gout.
What's the most boring superhero you guys can come up with?
It is the kind of arthritis.
Backstory and
interesting.
All.
Interesting.
Sorry, what were you saying, Jeff? We were talking about gout.
I always thought gout was like some buildup of like mold or gross
that's
stuff
grout.
Around your. Yeah, that's grout. And then I thought that in your knees you have creaky kind of bathroom sealant that's gone green. And
that's gangrene.
It's gangrene.
I gone green from the gangrene.
Come up with the most boring superhero possible backstory and all. Let's start with Ferris Manchi.
Huh, the most boring superhero ever. I think it would be someone who can suck the sound out of a room. Like all, like you walk into an event. Like a black tie event and people are schmoozing and, you know, enjoying some cocktails and you just walk in and just go.
It becomes a vacuum.
Yeah. And it's sort of like, you know, the game, you know, Kirby, the chubby little pink ball.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. He kind of just goes.
So he absorbs all of the sound into his throat.
That's cool.
Where
does it go? Can he release it?
That's a really good question, brother Riley. And I think what, well, this would make him too interesting, but I was going to say he can then regurgitate all of that sound just all at once as just a force
like
of
a force.
I don't think that makes him very just interesting.
What's the less interesting alt?
The less interesting alt is you just sort of swallow it like a burp you're trying to hide. You know those
like a gas bubble.
Yeah, just sort of like a, and you just That's sort good. Of swallow it down.
And then you fart and it's a whistle because it's all the voices as a high-pitched squeal of sorts.
Yeah.
Mm.
Let's hear the name of this man or woman.
Sucks to hear, man.
So
a full sentence.
Coffinous.
Sucks to hear, man. Oh, shit. It sucks to hear, man.
That sounds like you're conjugating it from a different language. Like it's a direct Google Translate.
Sucks to hear, man.
Yeah, it has one word in Portuguese, but I guess literally means sucks to hear, man.
Sucks to hear, man. Yeah, yeah.
Herman. This is sort of normal
Herman
time
sucks
of day.
To hear, man.
Yeah, alter ego.
Herman is his like Clark Kent.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
He's That's Herman great. At
yeah,
night,
hear, man.
Or specifically at black tie events, he's sucks to hear, man.
He can only do this at cocktail parties.
Just anywhere where he can be a troll. And maybe he was maybe he was embarrassed once at a red carpet event. And so now this is like his, you know, just as an origin story, it's like someone told him, hey, actually, we're revoking your invitation to this a red carpet event. And then he goes to himself, he thinks, sucks to hear. Sucks to hear. Sucks to hear.
And then he just has that ability.
I want to say yes.
That is less interesting.
Yeah.
And something happens.
He ends up fucking a megaphone that night. And that's like when the lightning strikes.
Right.
Yeah. He sort of has the opposite of that ability.
Yeah. There's a megaphone involved. Yeah.
What about IT guy?
Okay.
What about him?
His superhero is that when you have to kind of recover a file, he can make it so.
So that's his job.
Oh, I like him.
This is Ferris's hero.
Ferris is like, what do you mean, most boring superhero?
Yeah.
This man fascinates me. And I want to take him out for drinks.
So, like, there are some text messages that you want to recover, but you weren't backing them up to iCloud. He's got you.
Sure.
His street name, Ferris Manchi.
O.M. Anchi.
Ferris Manchi Boulevard or, like, a cul-de-sac or
whatever. What's that?
What's what, Jeff?
I don't know.
Oh, my superhero? So glad you asked.
I did.
Let's talk about a loop. Listen to me. I'm mixing up my words. About a little superhero called My Bad Girl. So My Bad Girl, she, her
How do you say
ability,
it? Because you said it twice different ways.
The proper way to say it is My Bad Girl. So, I mean, you could just call her my bad girl, but that's not at all what she likes to hear. Like, you're not going to be like, ooh, where's my bad girl? Like, she hates that. Like, because that's not her. Like, she's not a bad girl. It's, oh, my bad girl.
She's a superhero.
And she's, So her whole thing is basically, like, she's learned to pick up on social cues really well. And she's done it in a way to kind of know, it's like, you know, where she's wanted and when it's time for her to go. And so the origin story of that is basically like she was at a hang, at a little kickback and kind of overstayed her welcome. She got a little too happy to be there. It got to the point where the people like who owned the home were just like, hey, Stephanie, you actually like we're really tired and we got work in the morning. And she's like, oh, my bad. Oh, my God. And then she left. So that's kind of how she picks up on it. Yeah. So that's kind of her thing.
So she doesn't save people. She saves face.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, if the city's in danger, she'll get on out of there. She knows where she's not helpful.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So
evacuations, etc.
My bad, girl.
Girl. Yeah.
Mostly just someone like an overly apologetic person is what you describe.
Okay. It, yeah. Yeah. Person.
So okay. You know, I kind of wish Jeff had that power.
Perception, the power of perception.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's like, I think what's cool about Stephanie, about my bad girl, is that like she kind of knows where to draw the line with herself. Yeah. And I, it's like, mm-hmm. almost wish like,
Jeffrey,
you know,
is
sure,
the
it's
line.
Not interesting, but Jeff is the line, and he
what does
he
that
goes,
mean?
He you push
you can't
yourself.
Cross it. Yeah,
you push yourself.
You don't push the envelope. You are the envelope.
You're not saying anything.
I know you're a little yeah. You're not. Yeah,
you have nothing.
You're a roach. You're a roach in our home. Brothers, we got to call.
What is this?
The exterminator man, which is my guy. Yeah. Oh. So my superhero is just a guy that sort of kills Jeff when necessary. So he sprays down the exterior of the house and then you have to leave because he sort of puts down this powder that'll disintegrate soon, but it sort of attracts Jeff, for lack of a better germ, and he'll snort it, and then he'll go back home and infect himself.
Snort it,
and
it
end up.
And he'll snort it.
How does it attract you? Me?
It's like attract. Made out of, I don't know. Yeah, it's made out of like watches and fucking beer or whatever the fuck you like. And then you're like, ooh, what's that?
Powder made of watches
and beer
on the siding of a house. And I'm into it.
On the inside. Yeah.
How did he become this guy?
I killed his parents.
And so he owed you one for that?
I guess.
Welcome to Judging Monchi.
What?
America's newest game show where the only rule is you gotta judge Monchi. We're gonna listen to last week's HeadGum podcast and sort of see how Ferris did.
This is a HeadGum original.
All right, good so far. The right intro because it's a HeadGum original. Can I give a note?
I'm your speech.
Can I give enough?
Already?
There was like a pause between the intro and the sax. So maybe just kind of trim that up next time.
Can I defend myself?
You want to leave a beat, for an ad insertion point.
That's exactly right, yeah. Necessarily needs to be that space so that we can insert ads and keep the show running.
The segment's kind of blown up in your face.
That's, yeah, I didn't know that actually.
That's okay.
Yeah, you didn't.
Let's move on because, you know, maybe I'll kind of, yeah. All right. That's good.
Bing bong.
Let me just get our theme song queued up.
Should all acquaintance.
Okay.
Sorry, so this podcast is just us listening to last week's podcast. Are you fucking kidding?
That wasn't the intro.
Are
song.
You fucking kidding?
That wasn't the intro.
You literally song. Have been asking me for weeks to come on a podcast, and the podcast is just finally getting me to listen to the other episodes of this podcast. Are you for fucking real? Are you for fucking real right now? The only thing I got out of this day is my family. I got to experience it with my brothers and learn something new about our dad. That's the best part of this for me. No, not listening to you trying to find something that Ferris did wrong, right?
Sort of hard obviously, is all to find, you know, gaps in.
Sorry, what?
It's hard to find mistakes in what he did.
It's hard to, exactly. So why the fuck is it a segment? So why the fuck is that a game?
It's if like we're a just game, be nitpicking an episode. It's like a hunt. It's like scavenger hunt.
A game
so
show. You're
stupid.
Trying to fucking embarrass this guy. He's helping you out. And he's right and you're wrong. What's the game?
Let's just, you know what? Forget it.
Yeah, forget it.
Let's not do this segment.
No, I don't want to forget it because that lets you off the hook. I want to.
We cannot do the segment,
moment.
But I'll never forget this.
No, well, yeah, this has to be a major part of the episode and our history. For you to call out someone in the wrong like this,
Amir, what's new with Charlize? I wanted to get some updates from your good friend Charlize Theron. Charlize.
Oh yeah, Charlize. Charlize is, she's, you know, hanging in there. It's funny. I'm texting Charlize and she's like, she mostly like drunk. She like gets, Charlize gets like tipsy and stuff. And she'll text me like, like a little truth or dare thing. So Charlize, let me just pull up the last
name. What was
name.
The last truth?
Charlize. Charlize. All right. So she says, this is funny. She ended up blocking me, but she was like, true or false? Or truth or dare? Charlize said that. And I was like, I don't know, truth? Like with a bunch of U's, like true, like I'm hesitant, right? And Charlize sort of picks up on that. And she's like, you want to be dared? And I was like, all right, the truth is I want to be dared. And she's like, okay, okay. Charlize is like, okay, okay, do me. So I'm like, okay, truth or dare? So then Charlize is like, all right, dare. And then I said, okay, I dare you to walk outside like barefoot and go in the middle of the street and scream like I know what you did last summer style. What do you want from me? And she tried to get like a video of her like barefoot in the middle of the fucking street where she lives. And she's like, okay, watch this. And Charlize, it's so funny because Charlize has a certain way of doing things in a way that's like kind of different from the way other people do it.
Sure.
So how? Charlize ends up, what's that?
How so? Because like this is such a specific dare. How do other people go out in the middle of the street and scream, I know what you did last summer style?
Yeah. So Charlize like ended up, she got her daughter to fucking do it. You know, Marlies. So Charlize puts, she's, cause she always wears the robe, CT, Charlize Theron. So she puts the CT robe on Marlize and Marlize ends up going out in the street. And I can see it's not Charlize, right? Cause I know what Charlize looks like.
Sure. From movies and TV.
We're friends. And she sends me the video and I leak it to TMZ and she's like, I can't believe you fucking did that. And I'm like, Charlize, relax. It's a funny little thing. It's a goof. It's like, let me leak this information. And then like suddenly they trust me because then they start paying me for like other shit, like weird dark shit. Like I have a folder on my computer, not to get too much details, but I have a folder on my computer called Celebrity Autopsies. Like I have access to all this shit, like all this shit, like shit you don't even want to know about. It's like gross, gross shit. So Charlize was like,
don't say
are you fucking
all this shit like that. Don't say all this shit.
So Charlize ends up, and I said this earlier, I think I said she blocked me.
Yeah.
You mentioned that. Yeah.
So Charlize ends up blocking me because like she thought I was threatening her in a weird way. Cause I'm like, I was telling her about the autopsy thing too. And it's kind of like this weird moment, but I think she was just kind of like tipsy or something. And now she's like over.
She's
so I want to give Charlize space. I want to like,
you think anytime there's any pushback from Charlize that she's tipsy, she's mad at you. She's ornery.
She's ornery.
For what?
For you. For that.
Really?
Yeah. Of you.
All right.
Yeah.
Now I feel bad a little bit, but yeah, I'm sure.
Is that the end?
I'm sure she'll get back to
it. Did it get worse from there?
I tried FaceTiming her a bunch and it was a no go. It was bad. Oh, I just got a text.
Yeah. From?
From Charlize or Marlies?
Her lawyer, actually, but.
Name?
It's
What's
fine.
His name?
What's that?
What's the lawyer's name?
Harley's name?
Harley's.
Harley's.
Harley. Yeah, Harley's Theron.
His last name is Theron. Wait,
yes, not spelled the same way.
Is it H-A-R-L-I-Z-E or H-A-R-L-E-Y-S?
It's that with an E at the end.
God.
Harlese, like a caprese salad almost. You know, he actually tried to create a new fucking caprese. You know what caprese is, right?
That's the least believable thing that you said.
Oh,
Charlize's lawyer... Her attorney Harley's. Tried to come up with a new salad and seemingly failed, by the way, that by your verbiage.
So caprese, you know, is buffalo mozzarella, heirloom tomato, basil, vinaigrette, right?
Sure.
So good.
Yeah, so good, right? So the Harlese, which ended up not going anywhere, was buffalo mozzarella, heirloom tomato, cherry tomato, vinaigrette, toenails, and a basil leaf. Like
what was the
like
second
a fresh
to last
basil
one?
Leaf.
The second to last one before.
Cherry tomatoes. Like
no,
on
that
top
was
of
the
an
middle
heirloom.
One.
The basil is an interesting choice, too. The basil.
Yeah, because it's already be on the caprese.
Yeah. That's why it's not interesting. You
and
said
the,
toenails. You
and
said
when you bite into
clippings.
It, it's like the toenail and the basil sort of brings out this umami in the Harlese.
Oh, my God.
And I'm not allowed to ever text him or her client again. I'm trying to remain steadfast.
Is that the right word?
It, no, I guess not, because he just said, you're not using steadfast correctly. Shit. Why does, like, weird shit always happen during this recording? You know what I mean?
I don't know
if he didn't ask
it
me
seemingly
that,
have, it seemingly is 24-7 with you and Charlize, so that's just, like, it's bound to happen.
Now my
in the
back kind of hurts.
So?
So?
Da-na-na-na. Da-na-na-na-na. Da-na-na. I'm being arrested. I'm so sorry, guys. I might have to go.
Yeah.
I am. Yeah. They're calling. Have you ever gotten a call from 911? I didn't realize that this was possible.
There's, yeah, somebody just knocked at your door.
I'm so sorry, guys.
We can wait. Yeah, you can go check. It's fine.
Yeah. No. I did not say that to her.
He's talking.
I did not threaten
her. Camera, but not the mic.
I did not threaten her with.
He thought he left, but his audio is still on.
We still hear.
Yeah. I do have the folder of the autopsy. Yes, I do have that folder, and I will gladly bring that to you with my head in my hand. But I will not. This whole thing is being blown up. Did Harlese set you up? Oh shit! Hold on a second. I'm still recording.
He's gone.
He has all that shit.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode of the HeadGum Podcast. Thank you to our guests, our cult, this new cult that's formed. Ferris, do you want to play us out with that axe?
You know what I was just figuring out, actually? This is going to be rough, but I was having some fun before we got on with...
Okay.
So I was doing the... I have this kazoo really handy because it's actually a prominent player in the new lackluster video show we're doing. It's a main part of the theme music. So yeah. I just have it around now because it's actually a beautiful instrument and I don't care what anyone says.
That's really good.
That's beautiful.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, go ahead. Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening. We'll see you at the show or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live and we'll see you there.
All right. Bye.